Very often, particularly in Matthew's gospel, Peter is the spokesman because he's the leader. And what he often expresses, like here, is the mind of the group. And our Lord is trying to show us that's our mind too. And it's wrong. Well, you heard the story and you know it. They've taken out the exact amount talents. I forgot how many thousand talents the text says. But it would be three times what the Romans collected from Judea in taxes every year. In other words, it's just an astronomical figure. Why? Look at your own sins. And then look at God. And look at the astronomical figure. There is no way on our own we can pay this back. That's just a fact. And the key to the whole parable is to understand that. Because if I understand that, I'll be happy to forgive everybody no matter what, because I want to get rid of this. And that's the purpose of this parable, you see. And so, a huge amount. I don't know what they're going to do, the translators, I suppose, you know, every few years with the rate of exchange and so forth. It's hard to keep up, to give them an idea of what this is. But nowadays, it would be a little under $1 trillion. It's a pretty large amount. In fact, it's unpayable. It's our sin. And it's unpayable. We don't have the wherewithal. Now, the parable impacts this way on Jesus' audience. He's speaking Aramaic, right? And in Aramaic, the word for sin and the word for debt, hov, are the same. So when we sin, we're in debt to God. That's that. And there is no way we're going to pay this. Our Lord here gives us a way out. Forgive everybody, and you're all set. But really, forgive. Now, it goes deeper than that. Because Jesus did pay the debt. He poured out his life for us. And this is so mysterious, isn't it? Why would the Son of God have to make it up? Why couldn't he just... Because there's an objective order of justice. And that would be a game. And besides that, that forgiveness could not enter into our whole being the way it does now, every day at the Eucharist. And so, the key to this parable is to meditate on God's mercy to you and to me. And look at the debt. And then say, it's only good business to forgive. Well, I can't bring myself to it. Do what you can. See, the heart of this is saying it. But I don't feel it. Never mind that. You've said it. If you don't like a person and you write a check to them, you've still written the check, right? I don't like him. That's all right. You paid your check. Well, it's like that with mercy. I forgive. And you fight to keep that real. And that's the whole parable. You're never going to do this until you know how much you're forgiven. But you can start. mean, we've all got a pretty good idea of the debt. And we know it's more than we can pay. And Jesus is saying, that's not the problem. I've paid it. It's for you now to release anybody who's in debt to you. That's the secret. Is that hard? Yeah, sometimes it's pretty hard. But if you just say, Lord, I forgive them, then you keep that up, you see. It's like I say, it's like signing the check. Here, you know, I don't want to part with this $10,000 or whatever, you know. But I do. Francis Martin, here. At least I paid it. Am I in good shape? I'm much better than I was before. Can I be better? Of course I can be better. Look at the love that Jesus has shown us when we have offended him. Love. Paul says that, do you remember? Owe nobody anything except the debt of love. Is that hard? Yeah. Because we don't live in a happy world. Now, compared to where most people live, we live in Shangri-La. I mean, people were surrounding us are trying. Right? They're trying. Have other people offended us? Yeah. Probably. Sometimes very profoundly. But you know the Holy Spirit can so work in your heart that you say, yippee, now I can act like Jesus. Yippee, I get a chance to forgive like Jesus.